Hello, everybody. I'm David Frangioni, publisher and CEO of Modern Drummer. So excited today to have very special guests back with us again, joining Billy Amendola and myself to talk about the upcoming and very exciting Big Love Benefit Concert. Please welcome back Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. How are you guys?
Hey, welcome. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Girls.
Yeah, we're becoming regulars.
We love you guys. It's an honor to have you as regulars. And what's so amazing, guys, is that we love you not only because you're extraordinary musicians and people, but the causes that you are actionizing and bringing to the world, especially right now during this time. I know it's something you're passionate about on an ongoing basis, but everybody just needs the love that you're bringing in such a big way. Tell us about this concert.
Well, Big Love Benefit Concert is January 23rd on nugs.net. And we created the event. We started talking about it specifically for the music industry, backstage professionals back in September. And since then, we've really seen the need even more. So we, Rick called up his friends and we made this happen. And that's the short story. But we really put a lot of work into this, and we're hoping that people will enjoy a great show and also understand the value of all of our backstage crew and professionals and, the position they're in that right now, which is pretty dire.
Yeah.
It really is a great cause. I mean, we all know how much so many people are suffering and from not working. And, of course, a lot of people miss the enjoyment of it, but you got to think about the people behind the scenes. They're just as important as the bands on those stages. And so I applaud you guys. I always, you know how much I love you guys. And it's just a great thing. Tell us about some of the acts. I know there's some really cool people.
Yeah. Tommy Shaw was the first person I called. I thought, he's an easy target. We've toured with him so often. So I called Tommy up and he said, without hesitation, he said, of course. So we got in his studio at home and played us a brand new song from an upcoming Styx record. And it was just fine. It's fantastic. And that was followed shortly by Billy Idol. And then I started getting a wee bit out of my depth because I'd never really done this before. So I remember I was up in the parking lot up where our PA company is. And I thought, who should I call to help me with this? Because I'm feeling overwhelmed. Because I'd ask people, and tell them about the event. And they'd be like, no problem, I'll get content to you. And then it was really difficult to finalize getting, all the details. So I called Matt Sorum up. And I said, Matt, I'm really out of my depth. And as Matt Sorum is the professional sort of musician wrangler. And he's
been, yeah, Matt's great.
Yeah. And he said, don't worry, Rick. He said, I've got some content that I can send to you. I know Miles Kennedy, and I'm going to talk to Miles. And it really put me at ease. And it was great. So all this content started coming in. And then
Winona, you called.
Yeah, Winona Judd, she got on board. A wonderful artist out of Nashville, Clayton Q. He's fantastic. Allman Betts, yeah.
And the Allman Betts band. Yeah, the Allman Betts band. I saw them. I know you guys. I saw the little bit of the interview you did. You met them at the Brooklyn Bowl.
And we saw them there. Very first Allman Betts show, and they were.
And I saw them right after that at the Cutting Room in New York. They were filming something.
Cool.
That was great. And John Ginty played on my record. Wow.
Yes, that's
That's how the relationship started through my producer Jim, and it was great. And they were, again another band that came right away and said, of course, they love their crew and everyone. I think, at home who are artists really want to help, and we don't know how to do that. So bringing people together to, send messages and offer their support is really healing for, I think, musicians too, to be able to help in some way.
And this is becoming the new norm. I mean, a lot of people are speaking about, even after everything goes back to normal or whatever normal is going to be, you know, with people going live, you're going to, a lot of people are going to give you the option of staying home and watching it on TV.
That's true. I mean, you guys went through this when you put the Modern Drummer Show together. So you know what a headache it can be, but I just think that this part of it is just going to get better. And the way that Lauren and Greg Price put this whole show together, it's great. It's really cool. And I really appreciated what you guys did, you know, with the Modern Drummer Show. That was fantastic.
Surprise, surprise!
Hey, everybody.
John, how are you?
Good to see you, brother. Hi, Lauren.
Everybody out there, this is John Lump from the Allman Betts band that we were just speaking of, who is playing at Rick and Lauren's show.
That's fantastic. Me and John, we've been texting a while. Actually, since that, the Brooklyn Bowl, which was the first show, we just started getting to know each other. I started following him on Instagram and just checking out, you know, just stuff that he was interested in. And then more recently, we started texting with one another. So, wonderful bromance.
I was telling them that I saw you at the Cutting Room, and I met you guys at the Cutting Room.
Yes, that's when we met.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you know, you guys are great. And so, tell us a little bit about without giving it all away, what you're going to be doing at the show.
Well, we're going to be playing a lot of selections from our latest album, Bless Your Heart, which came out in August. And so a few songs from that, a few of Devin and Dwayne's originals from the first album, Down to the River, that you saw us at, Billy. You saw us when we were promoting that album. And then and maybe some other tunes from another band, too, some cover songs. So, but yeah, it's going to be mostly original Allman Betts music in the show, and really excited and so honored to be a part of what Rick and Lauren are doing with this project. It's so necessary, and it's inspiring to us, and we're just honored to be a part of it.
It's really a fan. I mean, that's why we applaud them for everything that they do. But hopefully, this is the first of many.
Yes.
Well, in fact, your shirt, Rick, says concerts, not concert, a Big Love benefit concert. So this is the first of many, right?
That's right. And we actually got so much content. You know, at first it was difficult, and then everybody was like, they started sending all this content. So we're like, you know what? We need to keep this going. You know, we want it to be something that goes into the future and continues to get resources and money to where it needs to go in the industry. So if we do a second one, then obviously we're going to be putting, you know, even more material in, and Allman Betts will be part of that.
We're so excited for the 23rd, and it's just a huge honor to be a part of that. And I'm definitely seeing, you know, I'm texting my friends all over the world, and this is a very tough time right now for a lot of artists and stagehands and crew people and sound men and all women and all these different people. And you know, what you're doing is great, and we're so lucky and thankful to be a part of it.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
We'd be able to say, tell them a little bit about Sweet Relief.
Well, we decided to go through Sweet Relief to give them the benefits of the concert, and all the tickets will go to benefit music industry professionals backstage. I love them because they really care about people in the industry, and they've been doing this for quite some time, providing funds for musicians who say need surgery or have financial hardship or medical bills. And now they've opened it up to backstage professionals, and they're helping with not only financial assistance, but also mental health resources and helping them. Because we found, as we moved into this endeavor, we found that, you know, mental health is a huge, huge issue, not just for, you know, all of us being home and facing these hardships, but people in the industry are looking at themselves and trying to figure out who they are, and not only being forced to evicted and sleeping in cars and, you know, taking their, the lifestyle of families have changed dramatically because of being out of work, but also there's a lot of anxiety and depression. And we've heard about over 10 suicides from March to September. And it was just so striking to us that we need to bring up the topic of mental health. It's not something that any one of us are a stranger to. We all have ups and downs. It's just sometimes it's harder for other people to get out of it. So the concert also brings up that so that we can rally together and help in that way too. I really thought Sweet Relief is a wonderful beneficiary, and we're happy to be a part of it.
You guys, I've been watching some of your posts, Lauren, and you're so inspirational with your post and I mean, super, super smart. You know, you see what's going on, and you say it in a compassionate, in a way that hopefully gets through to everyone, because it's rough times now. It really is rough times. But I'm so happy that people like you and Rick, you know, you give back so much, and John, of course, and David, you know, and we all try to do our part. And that's what we all have to, we're all in this together. And yes, we have to help each other, and we're all have to be very grateful that we're fortunate enough that we, yes, it's affecting us, but not like it's affecting so many other people.
No, I know.
Hats off to you guys. I mean, really.
That's cool. I know John and Ormond Betts. I know they've been doing concerts in a new way. Didn't you guys do some of the drive-ins?
Yes, we have done several very awesome and fun drive-in concerts this year. They've also been extremely safe, and they are outdoors, and they are pod shows, and we're able to make that happen and have outdoor concerts, weather permitting, and that has worked for us several times. It's a different look, it's a different reality, but it's positive, and it's getting that healing music energy out to the people who are able to come to the show.
Thank you guys for doing that, because it makes a little bit of normalcy, you know, in the world. It just makes you kind of forget, even if you forget for just a little bit, you know, that it keeps your hope up that things will get better. You know, there's going to be a new norm, but it's going to be good. It's, you know, it's, you got to stay positive. Everyone's got to try to stay as, and if you don't stay positive, try to get help. You know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help.
No, it's true. And the ripple effect that went out into our industry and other industries that rely on us, you know, like all the restaurants and bars around the venues, and, you know, hotels, I mean, you name it. And that's the reason why we wanted to do this, because, you know, if we don't do something, the infrastructure might not be the same when we come back out there. And I think that's the important thing, to keep this whole thing rolling. And going back to what you were saying about Big Love Benefit Concerts, my wonderful t-shirt is available, by the way, on what?
BigLoveBenificConcerts.com. Let's go to the store. Shirts and hats and some mugs and just things you can have home and support the cause.
And all the proceeds, whether, you know, seeing the concert, buying a shirt, a mug, etc., all goes to Sweet Relief Musicians Fund.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yamaha donated a wonderful drum kit that Rick's going to sign.
I'm not going to give that away. Yeah. It's nicer than my kit. It's beautiful. So, you know, I'm going to sign it and, you know.
CharityBuzz.com.
Yeah.
CharityBuzz.com. And someone can, so the winner of CharityBuzz.com, that goes to Sweet Relief Musicians Fund as well. So another avenue for fundraising.
We have a number of things. You can also reach that on biglovebenefits.com. You'll see the store to buy merch, and then a link to the charity, the auction. And Matt Sorum donated a drum head from Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Use Your Illusions drum head. It's fantastic.
We have a guitar. Sweet,
nice. Yeah, and there's descriptions of everything. So, you know, Lauren was just saying, Muse were really, really generous. Q Prime Management, our old management company, they sent us a bunch of merch as well that'll be up there. So, and there's all descriptions of what all this, you know, memorabilia is. So, there's something for everybody.
And there certainly is something for everybody. And the concert itself, Saturday, January 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. It's just, you know, that in and of itself, so much entertainment and inspiration at a time when we need it, and then where the proceeds are going is just absolutely awesome. You guys are always up to, it seems to me anyway, following, you know, all the projects that you're doing, you're always doing something philanthropic. It's like Billy said, it's so inspiring and so just amazing to continuously be given back to the world in a way that everybody can be inspired, from the recipients of the cause to the givers that watch the concert and understand that this is just, it's so much bigger than just the entertainment part of it. The philanthropy is just, is really just something we're so, so honored to support and bring to the world and be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, what you do with Def Leppard, of course, you know, I mean, I know you guys are doing something with the, what it's called, the Vault.
Yes.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, what we did is it was the first time we had the opportunity to pull all the stuff that nobody had seen, all the stuff that was in the equipment lockup, and put it all in one place and document it, you know, from photographs to just all these really cool discs and stuff that nobody's ever seen before. So I'd love for people to go and have a look. A good place to start is defleppard.com, and then there's a link that'll take you to the Vault.
And I just want to speak as from the fan standpoint. I checked the Vault out, and it is that material is just, man, just the shirts alone, I couldn't believe it. Like, I had never seen, I followed the band since the beginning, and you know, I couldn't believe how many cool items there were that just I'd never seen anywhere. I hadn't seen them for sale. I hadn't seen them when, you know, at the time that, you know, the different albums were out and the tours were happening. Like, there's so many rare items up there that are just cool as hell.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of those were just distributed amongst the crew, the band and crew. And nobody really from the outside had ever seen that stuff. It was just kind of a bit of fun for us. And, you know, now when we look back at it, things like that are really desirable.
Yeah, I know. Memorabilia, people that were fans. It's great. It's great to look back on and have, you know, want that and have that. I mean, you guys were, same as David, you know, I've been into the band since day one. I'm huge. I saw you guys live so many times. And, you know, the band is Def Leppard. Sometimes, you know, I'm ruining your reputation because I tell everyone that you're the sweetest, most kindest rock star that I know. And, you know, and they're like, from Def Leppard? Def Leppard? I'm like, yes, Def Leppard. You know, because let's face it, you know, everybody thinks of what they think of a rock star, you know, and you are a true rock star. But you are so, so sweet and humble. And that's why, and we love you and Lauren so much. And I want to thank you for taking this time because I know how busy you are. And John, thank you for surprising, stopping in. What's the name of the new album?
Bless Your Heart.
Bless Your Heart. Band. Hey, when I was in Nashville, I heard this thing about Bless Your Heart meaning a couple of different things.
I have heard of this concept too. I think when you listen to it front to back, you'll know exactly what we mean.
Great. That's fantastic.
I want to say thank you to John. Thank you, Billy, and especially thank you, Lauren and Rick, for this incredible concert, the Big Love Benefit Concert on January 23rd to support the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. And be on the lookout for more Big Love Benefit Concerts, but start with this one, everyone. Let's get behind this. Let's watch it. Let's support it. Rick and Lauren, why don't you take us home?
That's brilliant. You guys are so gracious. Thank you very much. And it means a lot to us because, yeah, we just want to help. You know, we just want to make sure that, you know, we want our crews to feel the love, you know, and that's really it.
And the people at home watching. I think everyone watching will feel there's a connection to all the artists. It's a great varied selection of artists, and some are very intimate performances, some are on stage, you'll see the live element to it. It's really special, I think. And you can come see us January 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern time on nugs.net. buy a ticket or a VIP ticket after the show. You'll be able to have something special afterwards. And
Come on.
Of course, all virtual, right? Everything's from somebody's home, dial in and check it out. And there's a VIP. Tell us about the VIP for a second. That sounds great.
I think she's going to pimp me out. And,
meet and greet Zoom after the show.
Love it.
And I'll be there too.
With me.
That's, that's great. You see, Rick, you see how that just like, you know, she didn't even pay attention to that, you know.
Yeah, I know you'll buy a ticket for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, please. It's a Saturday night. Just walk from your kitchen to your living room or your TV room and sit down, relax, and watch the show.
Can you rewatch it after you initially see it?
That's a good question. And it's really great the way Nugs does it. So you buy a ticket, you get a link. And you can watch it up to 48 hours. So if you can't watch it at 9 o'clock, you know, Saturday night, then you can watch it the next morning, the next day. So you can always be with us for a couple of days. And then we'll go away. So.
48 hours of Lauren and Rick and the Big Love Benefit Concert. It doesn't get any better than that.
That's cool.
Nice. Well, thank you guys. Hey, listen, everybody stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
We'll
see you soon. Hi, this is Brett Michaels, and I'm here in complete support of the Sweet Relief Big Love Benefit Concert. First of all, this concert is to benefit all of the incredible, incredible touring and production staff that keep the rock and roll go round. And I just want to say this, with the unprecedented year we are going through, the pandemic, there has been really, really a large loss of work.
All right, I'm doing this song for Sweet Relief. It's an organization that really does help musicians and techs and people in the music world who, for one reason or another, can't work, or, and particularly in this coronavirus time. It does give relief, much needed relief and help. And Sweet Relief, it's really a great organization.
I think it's important for all of us to be mindful of those who don't have. The people who literally move the music, who are there before I walk in to sound check. These people make our lives work.
We locked in with Chicago. And thank you so much, Rick and Lauren, for making us a part of this Big Love benefit. We can't wait to get back out on the road again, and helping is what we are all about.
Hey, everybody. Boy, do I miss you. Can't wait to see you again out there on the road when it's all safe.